about it, and it sounds like for anybody, especially guys our age, when flexibility does become an issue, uh-huh. and you're athletic and you want to do, you know, you've done stuff in your past and you want to do more stuff, they move you into these great stretches, and you probably feel, you say you're a little sore, but you probably feel also looser than you felt in a long time.
Loose, baby.
Loose is
I'm like a loose slot. In Las Vegas.
You ready to pay off this weekend?
Oh, I was ready to pay off about 10:15 this morning. if only someone would have pulled on the lever.
Well, she was telling you to hold on a little longer. You've never been very good at that.
Not my strong suit. Absolutely not my strong suit. But a shout out to both of those wonderful ladies today.
Mm. Good for you.
Can't wait for next Friday. You know, I don't even mind getting pissed now during the week. Because I know that by Friday...
Sweet release.
Yeah, going to get those needles. And Buzz was asking me before the show...
Sweet release.
Buzz was asking me before the show, do you think you should go more than once a week if you dig it so much? I said, I think it's just right.
Yeah, that
I
get something to really look forward to at the end of your week.
Get mad enough during the week with enough crap, even if things are going great. You know me, glass is only one quarter full. I can always find something to be mad about.
Your Thai massage is my 30 or 40 beers.
Fair enough. You know,
we both have our little things that we look forward to on the weekend.
And, just two more things, and then on to Beth Ann. About health and stuff. I know you've talked a lot about your weight. I don't want to take anything away from you.
Uh-huh.
But I'm finally below 200 pounds for the first time.
Congratulations.
That's a big mark.
In 8 years. And
I'm going to give you your props.
I'm sure over the weekend I'll be back up. But as of now, today... Finally, Jesus Christ.
God damn it.
198.
That is good. Good for you.
Still big and fat, but not as, you know, almost 100 pounds. So that's...
Wow.
That's great. And that leads into the other thing, the DNA testing about health. Remember my wife and I sent away, it was her project, but she sent away for this thing where you do a swab, and it's supposed to tell you about, like, where you're from.
Mm-hmm.
And tell you about your DNA, and I'm adopted, as you know, and I know Jack about myself, so it'd be interesting. So we pay the money, and last night I get home from work, and my mother-in-law says, oh, look, and she's still living with us, incidentally, thank you.
Thank you!
She says, the package arrived with the, find out where you came from.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm ripping through this thing, and it's like, yeah, this has been specially prepared for you, and we looked at your swab, and it doesn't tell you anything about where you're from. You know what it tells you?
What?
It basically, in my case, it said, stop smoking.
Oh, man, is it a scam?
No, it's a medical thing. It's like where they go through your DNA and they tell you what levels of what toxins you have in your body, and it would be good. Like,
Is that DNA or is that just a blood test?
Okay, that's the gazillion-dollar question.
Really?
Now my wife has found another one where you lick the swab and send it in, and they tell you more specifically where you came from.
Was there any information on there that would be, you know, credible to you that, hey, yeah, this is a legitimate thing, or do you think maybe, did you get the feeling that maybe like 300,000 people have gotten that kind of thing?
Yeah, I mean, I looked at it, it looked like crap. You know, it was weight, and I think at the time I put my weight like it, whatever it was when I sent it, like 208.
Right.
So, of course, it came back overweight.
Right.
And I didn't lie that I smoked cigars, so I didn't lie when I filled out the thing that says I have a drink every day.
I thought it was supposed to give you some clue as to your genetic history, you know, your family was predisposed to, and that kind of thing.
It did not do that.
Wow, what a waste.
I just thought it was a total ripoff.
Now look at this.
Frida loves it because she's a health nut, but now I looked at it, and I just, this is garbage. What's the, you know, if I want to get a report like that, I get that when I go to the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah,
right, exactly.
I don't need to spit on a swab, send it across the country, and have them come back and say, listen, you're fat, and also stop smoking. But vitamin B, you're great.
Yeah.
I mean, really, like, that was one of the categories. Vitamin B, you get plenty of vitamin B.
Oh, that's good. I wonder what has vitamin B in it.
I don't know. Maybe booze.
I don't know, but it's what gives you energy. Keeps you from being tired.
Booze. Well, booze starts with
B. I bet those shakes you drink have that. I bet those shakes you drink have.
Maybe so. I don't know. All I know, I thought it was a ripoff, but we're going to try the new one.
Well, you ought to look at it a little harder over the weekend and find out really and warn people about it, because if it's a scam... You know, it sounds to me like that maybe the swab wiping had nothing to do with it, and your survey answers had everything to do with it.
I think so.
Whole grains have a lot of vitamin B.
Oh, really?
Yeah, now you know.
Well, I don't eat any whole grains.
Well, you should.
I don't hardly even eat bread.
I eat a lot of bread.
For goodness sakes.
Fish and chicken have a lot of vitamin B.
Oh, that would do it, then.
Hello.
Hey, hi, baby.
Well, hi, sweetie.
Hey, listen, I'm talking about that thing. Did I tell you this to you? No, I guess it was before I had gone to the acupuncturist today. You were already out walking the dogs. I looked at that thing last night. What a ripoff that thing was.
What thing? What are we looking at?
That DNA thing.
Oh, yeah. I was disappointed, too. It didn't tell me anything.
Right. Did it cost a lot of money to have it done?
Yeah. How much did it cost?
It's like $400.
What?
Oh, my God.
Hold on. You are kidding me.
Yeah. No. And they give
you're
you a...
You're kidding me. I thought it was... I swear to Christ. Hold on, please. I thought it was $35.
I don't know why you thought that.
Do you guys, I mean, after looking at it, do you both think really this might have been an elaborate hoax, kind of a scam?
Now, I've read about it in the Washington Post.
Oh, well, that means... Well, there you go.
Thank you!
That means it's true.
I mean, it was supposed to... you know, basically, it says take your vitamins. I mean...
Good advice.
Right. Standard advice.
Like, did you see mine that said, you're overweight? It didn't say it was obese. It said, you're overweight. Must stop smoking. And
well, you said you smoked cigars in the survey. You gave your height and weight.
That's what I'm saying.
But no, they can't tell that from your genes anyway. They're not supposed to be able to tell that.
What was there any specifically genetic information on the...
All I can tell you is, for example, in different B vitamins or how good you are getting toxins out of your system, in certain things, whether you have an aberration or not. And it'll tell you you do. And it'll also say...
See, I was just looking for something, baby, that would just say... You are, congratulations, you're a Polack.
Yeah,
you
know, you're 100%
okay.
Cherokee.
We did not buy that. That would have been another $400
well,
on top of the
listen,
first one.
Well, we're not doing the second one.
I know. That's why I told you I wasn't doing it. I wanted to do this because, for health reasons, I hoped because we're adoptive, it would tell us more of your medical history.
Well, it seems for $400, they would be able to come up with a little bit more than that general information. They probably give everybody.
I'll bring the thing in on Monday, and I'll read it to you, and you'll hear how lame it is.
All right.
Yeah. It just pissed me off when I read it.
There are people that can do the genetic testing for your heritage, although that's not specific, and they tell you that right off. But they can tell you how white you are, or how African you are, or how Asian you are,
We should do that with Rob.
Yeah. You get the results back. It says you're from the Western Hemisphere.
We should do it with Rob. Yeah, I'd like to do that with everybody, but I'm not going to pay that type of money.
Jogi, don't you remember Beth Ann said she had an email from... See, this is the company that markets it, but it's not the lab.
The guy offered to do it for
the
free.
Lab that said they do it for you know, free or whatever, and you could get everybody...
Okay.
You could do your Aryan testing, and you wouldn't have to pay, you know, the big money.
Honey, I thought we were, you know, never going to mention the Aryan testing on the air. that's bedroom talk.
That's
privilege. No.
Bedroom talk.
No, listen, you mentioned it, you know.
Yeah.
It's part of the big plan.
I unfortunately I know of it, but I don't come to the meetings, and that's the important thing.
I got news for you. You're the treasurer. Guilty by association.
The brotherhood.
All right,
boo-boo.
I'll see you tonight.
Okay, bye.
I love you.
Love you, too.
All right, goodbye, Brittany.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, that is a rip-off, it sounds like.
Yeah. And Jesus, $400, it's a double rip-off for me.
I remember when you said you were doing it, it was expensive. You said that at the beginning when you were going to get it done. And
to me, $35 was expensive.
Well, $400 is, you know, you ought to be able to...
For $400, Christopher Columbus should come over here and kiss my ass. I mean, really, kiss my ass literally and say, I think you are from... Poland.
Yo, where are my daughters? Nina, Pinta, Santa Maria. Hey, how you doing?
Well, what a ripoff that was.
That's too bad.
But what a good show that CSI was last
night. Yeah, oh my God, yeah.
Boy, do I like having my needles in. I'm just in such a good mood today.
You seem like you're floating on, you're walking on air.
Yeah. Oh,
you're positively walking on air, and so are the people that are going to smear
Hold
stuff
on, a second.
On their head.
Beth Ann, would you please come on back in and...
How about that? It was hair.
We never got the entire shopping list of what people will be...
Oh, that's right.
I thought smearing in their hair
up until
today.
The soap that you, what she was reading, the order was good. You could put it on in that order.
All right, hi, B.A. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
I just had some life pain issues.
I know you did. And we got, in that time, we got another person.
Oh.
Pookie.
His name is Pookie?
Yeah. And I spelled it right, and he was so happy.
P-O-O-K-Y?
Yeah, not I-E.
I would think that the correct spelling would be P P-O-O-K-I-E.
Yes, yeah. Pookie.
Pookie.
Oh, really?
You know whose nickname was Pookie?
Steve Perrin. Yeah, there's another great, warm-hearted program director.
Guy was the Michael Jackson of the radio world before. I mean, I don't want to imply he's a kid toucher.
Oh,
physical,
I see.
Because he wasn't. Steve Perrin was a guy that just looked like Michael Jackson does. I mean, except he's white. He was white to begin with.
Oh, dear.
But he just always had that I'm too skinny and like...
He lost an amazing amount of weight.
And he would like wear an ascot to work and stuff.
Very strange dude.
You know, I mean, like a thing that Bruce Wayne would wear.
And you know, like so many of those PDs that you introduced me to in the early days.
A lot of times.
Strange dude.
They don't have like baby talk for each other. You know, we're talking about program directors like Pookie. Did Pookie add the record? I don't know. Did Mousy add the record?
Yeah, I mean, and then I'd go to one of those conventions where those people were, shake hands with about three of them, and then retreat into a corner with a bottle. God, it was disturbing.
So this guy would be walking around the convention wearing a suit and an ascot.
Of the ascot.
And he'd have his big drink in his hand, and he'd be trying to look very professional, and you'd go, and from KSTP in Minneapolis, this is Steve Perry. He'd go, hey, call me Pookie. Imagine if you could a more feminine Johnny Depp,
right?
Although he's not handsome like Johnny Depp.
Homo.
This guy Pookie. But imagine, and how awful does Johnny Depp look in that?
Oh, I think he looks
Charlie.
Great.
No,
it
looks too weird.
I want to tell you something.
No,
I want to tell you that movie's gonna suck awful.
It's gonna be huge.
No way. That's a huge movie. That has got too much Tim Burton all over it.
Yeah, it looks like they're doing it. Well, I'll take my kids to it.
Yeah.
But I'm worried now that my kids are going to be absolutely traumatized by Johnny Depp. Because, you know, Gene Wilder was scary enough in the original Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
But Gene Wilder's scary was kind of funny scary.
Adorable. Funny for adults. But when they're in that tunnel, when they go down the Chocolate River.
Oh.
Sorry about that. That sounded bad. Didn't it?
Homo.
When they're in there, you know, we don't know what is trying. You could be dying. You know, I mean, Jesus.
Yeah. That movie gave me nightmares because I'm younger than you guys.
They show like an insect biting off another insect's head.
Yeah, show it off.
Yeah,
I'm younger. You hear the background. I'm younger than you guys. Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
They show a chicken getting its head cut off.
Yes, they show a chicken getting its head cut.
I guess this is truer to the book than the other movie.
Johnny Depp, his face. I don't know whether it's a prosthetic or what.
It's the teeth. He has like Da Vinci veneers.
Very, very.
And here's the thing about Johnny Depp. I've come full circle.